HarperCollins presents Dead Now, Of Course, by Phyllida Law, read by Phyllida Law. Here's to us! What's like us? Damn funeral deed! Old Scottish Toast, Anonymous. Our revels now are ended. These are actors, as I foretold you, were all spirits, and are melted into air. Into thin air. And like the baseless fabric of this vision, the cloud-capped towers, the gorgeous palaces, the solemn temples, the great globe itself, yea, all which it inherits shall dissolve. And like this insubstantial pageant faded, leave not a rack behind. We are such stuff as dreams are made on, and our little life is rounded with a sleep. Prospero. The Tempest, Act 4, Scene 1. Overture. One September, the grown-ups started talking of this thing called war. I was evacuated from Glasgow, aged 7. No one liked evacuees. They were dirty, came from Glasgow and had fleas. I was lucky. The eldest daughter in my billet was a superb storyteller. She and I improvised a mystery called The Red and Silver Purse, which lasted for weeks. I spent a lot of time crouched in cupboards or underneath the gate-leg table. I think her grasp of storyline was educational. I loved her stories and played a lot of major characters. The war was a sideline. At my school, I was the only boarder, and I loved it. The classroom window seat was heated, and the walls were lined with books. I read all of George Eliot. He was my favourite writer, until I found a large medical dictionary. At 13, I had some very odd symptoms, and I researched them in depth. Apparently, I was to die young, so I decided to devote my life to the human race, a Scottish Mother Teresa with a stethoscope. I always wanted a stethoscope. I gave up all the things I loved, like music, painting and drawing, in order to pass the required exams for the medical school in Glasgow. I got them all. But the elderly professor with pince-nez said I was too young. Go away, he said. Go away for a year. I didn't have the time. In despair, I told my mother I was to die young. She disagreed. So did the doctor, who gave me iron pills. The lid blew off my life. I decided to be a set designer without the slightest idea of how one could achieve that ambition. I simply applied to every drama school of which I had heard. The Bristol Old Vic replied, asking for 2 speeches to be learnt and delivered. I presented myself for the audition in a room above a cabbage wholesaler. I'd had the sense not to choose Juliet, and I included a Scottish speech from David Lindsay's A Satire of the Three Estates. Behold my paps of pulchritude perfite, I breathed. I think that was the clincher. They accepted me immediately. My indomitable granny thought theatre the gateway to hell. There was nothing in the family except medicine and the church. She said she had a degree in electricity, and of course she knew Shakespeare. He lived on Sherbrooke Avenue. No one ever asked me for my portfolio, but I understood that the first year was to be with the actors and the second year was backstage. I had such a good time. That first year was hilarious. I didn't understand any of it. When asked to relax, I folded myself up and fell onto the floor in a heap. Each morning we did exercises in very little clothing, to the skater's waltz, and it was frightful. I did mine with Joe, the bridge of whose nose was rather flat, because having...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?